दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय शगुन चोपड़ा। India and Namibia today signed MOUs in the field of health and medicine and on setting up of Entrepreneurship Development Center in Namibia and on cooperation. An announcement on launching of digital payment system in Namibia later this year also took place. Addressing the media, Secretary Economic Relations and Minister of External Affairs Damu Ravi informed about the agreements signed today.
The cooperation in the area of health was discussed, which also included the possibility of Jan Aushadhi being introduced in Namibia, also supply of medicines and direct sourcing from India. The cooperation in the area of agriculture was another area that came up in the discussions, and there again, as Namibia has huge land tracts, there's a possibility of India supporting with equipment, machinery, and able to grow food crops for the food security of Namibia.
Mr. Ravi said a gamut of issues were discussed during delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa at the State House. Mr. Ravi said Namibia is the first country in the world where NPCI has done a technology agreement with a central bank for the implementation of UPI-like payment system in the country. Later, Prime Minister Modi was conferred with Namibia's highest civilian award, the Order of the Most Ancient Velovitra Mirabilis, in recognition of his contributions to strengthening bilateral ties. The Prime Minister expressed his gratitude to the Namibian government and people. He said the honour is a testament to the everlasting friendship between India and Namibia. This marks the 27th award received by Mr. Modi and the fourth during his ongoing tour. Prime Minister Modi also paid tribute to Sam Nujoma, the founding father of the Namibian nation, at the National Memorial Heroes Acre in Windhoek. Addressing the Parliament of Namibia, Prime Minister Modi lauded the African nation for electing its first woman president and called it a historic moment and a testament to the strength of democratic values. Referring to Indian President Draupadi Murmu, the first tribal woman to hold the post, Mr. Modi emphasized the power of constitutional democracy to empower the marginalized. During his address, Mr. Modi highlighted that India and Namibia share strong democratic ideals and values. He called the legacy of Dr. Sam Nujoma. He mentioned that at the heart of this historic relations are the people of the two countries. Charting the goal for future of the partnership, Prime Minister Modi emphasized that India will walk hand in hand with Namibia and in solidarity with the global south.
The people of India stood proudly with Namibia during your liberation struggle. Even before our own independence, India raised the issue of Southwest Africa at the United Nations. We supported SWAPO in your quest for freedom. New Delhi hosted their first ever diplomatic office abroad.
Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel has ordered an investigation into a bridge collapse near Padra in Vadodara district early this morning, in which 9 people were killed and several others injured. A portion of the Gambhira Bridge, which connects Anand and Vadodara districts, gave way, plunging 5 vehicles into Mahisagar River. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of the lives in the incident. A court of inquiry has been constituted to ascertain the cause of crash of Indian Air Force Jaguar trainer aircraft. The aircraft met with an accident during a routine training mission and crashed near Churu in Rajasthan today. Both pilots were killed in the accident. No damage to any civil property has been reported. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert for heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbha for the next 3 days. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall and thunderstorm lashed parts of Delhi NCR today, bringing respite from heat in the city. In Wimbledon, several quarter-final matches are lined up for this evening at the All England Club in London. In women's singles, Iga Swiatek reached the Wimbledon semi-finals for the first time with a 6-2, 7-5 victory over 9th-seeded Lyudmila Samsonova. The Polish 8th seed will face Russian Mira Andreeva or former Olympic champion Belinda Bencic for a place in Saturday's final. Belinda Bencic also edged Mira Andreeva with a 7-6, 7-6 victory in 2 tie breaks at Wimbledon, reaching her second Grand Slam semi-final and first in 5 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.